Welcome to Medical Discovery News. I'm Dr. David Neisel.
And I'm Dr. Norbert Herzog. In Shakespeare's play, Richard III is a clever, ruthless murderer obsessed with ascending to the throne of England. But history books paint a much more balanced picture of a king who brought reforms.
What we didn't know until now was the location of his dead body. Richard III was killed in battle against supporters of Edward V, whom he was central in having dethroned in order to claim the crown in 1483.
Just 1 year later, during the battle on Bosworth Field, Richard was surrounded and killed. Here, the story gets murky, with some accounts of his body being thrown into a river and others suggesting a quick and unkingly burial in Leicester.
Cut now to 2012, to a team interested in finding Richard's remains. Using historical accounts that he may have been buried at the Church of the Grey Friars, they keyed in on a parking lot.
Next, they used ground-penetrating radar in the area where the ancient church choir would have been and found human remains. The skeleton clearly shows a man who suffered from a curved spine called scoliosis, which Richard did.
Plus, wounds on the skull matched descriptions of the king being struck during a cavalry charge that pushed the helmet into his skull. It's also possible he lost his helmet and was struck in the back of the head.
The comparison of mitochondrial DNA, which is always inherited from the mother, to a modern descendant of the king also proved to be a match, leaving little doubt the remains belonged to King Richard III.
What's interesting is a 3D mapping of the skull is being done to give us a first forensic reconstruction of how he appeared when he died at the age of 32. And now, after all these years, there are plans to give the king a proper burial.
We are Drs. David Neisel and Norbert Herzog at the University of Texas Medical Branch and the Frank H. Netter School of Medicine at Quinnipiac University, where biomedical discoveries shape the future of medicine. For much more and our disclaimer, go to medicaldiscoverynews.com.